Hey, everybody. Hi. So I'm going to talk about basically taking elements of test-driven development from software community and applying them to like your own daily habits and you know, getting shit done. You know, really simple stuff. Well, first off, does everyone know what a unit test is? So if you don't, the quick idea is, you know, software has lots of different pieces, and you want to know if it works. So a unit test is it's a small little test that exercises some very small part of that software. So you can write a test, run it, see if it works, and then, you know, 6 months from now, you can run the test again and say, oh, we broke that part at some point, you know. So now you can narrow it down what you need to fix. So that's what a unit test is. So the idea is, like I was saying, applying that to your everyday life. And this isn't my idea. There's this guy, Michael Wallace. He runs Corner Host, by the way, if you want a cool ISP with good tech support. He's a good guy. But he had this idea back in August, and I thought I'd try it too. So I'll tell you a little bit about how that's been going. The basic idea is you do these things every day. So you ask yourself a bunch of questions first thing in the morning. It shouldn't take very long. And really basic stuff, like for instance, did I do the dishes yesterday? Usually I say no like that. And you know, did I get something done at work? You know, did I fix a bug? Have I talked to my parents? Did I hit ignore on the phone when they called? Probably. What would make a good test? Like, how will these things be effective? So I've been kind of experimenting with that. And what you really want, from test-driven development, you want to be able to do something. If the build breaks, if a test fails, then you stop everything and fix it. So you know, like, at any given time, you're up to speed. Now, that doesn't quite apply to real life. But it's getting there. But the key thing is, if you fail the test this morning, you need to be able to do something about it right now. And so you can answer the question, yes, I did that, yes, the next day. So, for instance, this is a really bad test. You really want to read this book. Everyone says it's amazing. But you know what? You're not going to read it in a day, even if you drink lots of Red Bull and don't sleep. But why not just say, you know, did I at least make progress in whatever it is I'm reading? So kind of what falls out of that is you want to be testing for steps. You know, you're not testing, have I achieved my goals? You're just asking yourself, am I making progress? Even if it's just a little bit of progress. For instance, if you ask yourself this every morning, all you're going to do is fail the test and feel really bad about yourself. And that's not fun, right? Like, what's the point? So, why don't you say, hey, did I study Spanish for a little bit, for instance? Cool. So, another core thing here is that you want to ask yourself whether or not you did something, but not how you did it. So, for instance, that Spanish question. There's a lot of different things you could do to help yourself learn Spanish. You could, you know, be taking an online course or, you know, listening to, like, a Spanish language audiobook in your car, like, whatever it is. You don't want to restrict yourself with the test. You know, the test shouldn't say, you know, you're taking this specific thing. It should sort of say, you know, are you making progress along in some way? And what's kind of cool about this is we all have different approaches to life. Different ways of organizing ourselves, you know, our goals, and this isn't a system for telling you what your goals should be or how you should organize them. It's just a way to make sure you're doing it. You know, it's not saying, you know, do Getting Things Done by David Allen, because he's awesome. He probably is awesome, and Getting Things Done might work for you, but maybe it doesn't. But you could use this with Getting Things Done. You could use it with whatever your other system is. And the trick there is, it's kind of a Zen thing. The point is to just be mindful of your own behavior. So you can think about it as, it's an opportunity to rub your nose in your own shit every morning. that's sort of a negative way of looking at it. But really what it is if you make a list of things that you would, a list of statements that you want to be true about yourself. And this is just making sure that you think about them every day. And even if you don't want to think about them, this will still say, okay, did you or not? Ooh, I didn't. You know, hey, that's fine. Like, you're bringing it up, and maybe just paying more attention to what you do will be enough to change the way you do things. So, when you're making tests, you want to sort of cover a variety of areas of life. You know, for instance, are you meeting your goals at work? You know, are you keeping up with your family and friends and helping out, you know, when you need to? Are you taking care of your own body and your own well-being? You know, are you giving back to the Barclay Ballet community, for instance? And do you have your financials set together? I actually have no idea if I do or not. Once you start doing this, how do you actually do it every day? I don't know about you guys, but a lot of times I've tried to do some kind of life-changing thing and did it for like a week. And then just going, I just didn't do it. So, if you want to do this, you have to engineer it in a way that you're actually going to follow through. So, when I was first making my initial list of tests, I was aiming for something that I'd know before and I'd hit about half of them. So I felt like if I made a list of like 10,000 things I wanted to say about myself, and then failed them all the next day, well, I wouldn't really continue. So I just tried to cover the basics, and you know, some of them were like no-brainers. I had a test that I get up out of before 8 a.m. and at the time I was getting up around 7:30 for work. So I figured, hey, that's kind of an easy pass, but it's a good thing just to be on top of. Going back to the mindfulness point. It's easy to every day notice something about yourself and what you do. So if you radically change all the questions every day because you didn't like the results, then that's not really interesting. And maybe you're not learning. So I had this idea that I wanted to add questions on occasion. Change the ones that I had a little bit, update them as I noticed how they were behaving, how I was behaving. But I didn't want to change them very often, because I want to be aware of how I'm changing them. So, for instance, I had one pass if I got 30 minutes of exercise yesterday. And I just was really never actually doing that. So I changed it to 20 minutes. And that's not that big of a change, but that started to get my pass rate on that a little higher. I started to feel a little bit better about my health. And then that's a good thing. Maybe I'll end up doing 30 minutes of exercise. So, yeah, there you go. Taking the test has to be as easy as possible, or else you won't. You'll get up in the morning, and you're running a little late, and you skip them because you can make that excuse. So it has to be a complete no-brainer. So the obvious way to do it is pencil and paper. I can't read anything that I write, so that wasn't going to work for me, so I made Emacs do it. But whatever works for you. You can make a really simple, thoroughly Web 2.0 rounded corner gradient web thingy to do this. Or a spreadsheet. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. I will, yeah. I'll demonstrate this. Assuming I can get the network to work on the laptop. It's been kind of finicky. So now let's play with psychology a little bit. You're going to game your own system. What I mean is you're going to shortcut around yourself, right? You made this test because you cared about this, but actually, for instance, I have one. It's like, did I contribute to an open source project in the last 7 days? I don't really religiously keep track of every time I actually contribute to something, so I kind of think I did. It was like last week. Oh, sure, that was 7 days. Right, but maybe it was 9 days. That's a simple example, but you need to sort of trick yourself into being honest. So this is one thing that I really struggle with, actually, is the vacation versus weekend distinction. the point of this is to cover lots of aspects of your life, like I was saying, your interaction with family and stuff at work and all that stuff. So that doesn't end at 5 p.m. on Friday. But on, when you're on vacation, like, it's perfectly okay to not do any of the things that you're supposed to do because you're on vacation. So we live in San Diego. I live in San Diego with my wife, and her folks live up in Orange County. So we drive up a lot on the weekend and hang out. So is that a vacation? Like, can I totally slack on these things? So
no.
Yeah, no, exactly. So there's some kind of line to be drawn, and figuring that out has been kind of tricky, and I'm still kind of winging it. And then this is something else. You can have a test. Imagine a test. Did I think good thoughts about myself yesterday? Right? Well, that's all well and good, and obviously you want to encourage yourself to do that. You can... It's so much easier to lie to yourself about things that are just in your head. So I decided to just not test anything like that at all. What I try to do is only test things that someone else could verify if they happen to be there. So basically the idea is I'm my own imaginary friend, so who's with me all the time, and the imaginary friend is who takes the test. So they don't have privileged access to my psychological states. And that actually helps you make better tests. I found that I've made better questions, and they're sort of more visible in my life. You know, things that people will notice about me. Wow, you seem, you know, like you're getting more shit done this week. So, you know, stuff like that. It's much harder to lie to yourself about something that someone else could notice. So, I just thought I'd sort of give you a little bit of idea of how long I've been doing this and how it's been going. I started about 7 weeks ago, and I started out my first day. I got 45% of tests. I had about 25 tests, I think, 22 to start. Passed the 50% mark for the first time 5 days later, and then kind of stayed at the 50% mark for a long time. Got 2/3 earlier in October, and this has been my high point. That was pretty cool. That's really it. That's the idea. It's quick and dirty. I can show you the test that I use. And you want to see someone wanted to see the Emacs thing. Charts and graphs. Yeah, I didn't make any charts and graphs. I should have though.
Well, I just mean, you know, the idea of that.
Yeah.
You know, you can try.
Yeah, actually, that's another thing. I was thinking. You know, you want to sort of periodically review how this is going, and since it's really only been 7 weeks, I haven't exactly done that. But maybe in a few more months I'll know how to do that. So basically, personal unit tests are a way of discovering if you're kicking ass. And Heather was going to talk about how to kick ass, so I was staying out of the how question, but that's it. Yeah.
How do you decide if you're nice enough?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's a great question. So the question is, how do you know if you're covering enough aspects of your life? And the simple answer is you don't. That, you know, there's a fundamental element of the unknown there. But what you can do is I categorized all of my tests. And I tried to make sure that I had a roughly equal number of tests per category. So, for instance, like you could imagine. When I originally started this, I was frustrated with progress I was making at work, and so I was sort of focused on questions about, you know, my productivity at work. But then I realized that if the only things you're paying attention to, like that if you're playing this mindfulness trick with yourself, are work things, then all you're doing is turning into a workaholic. And that's not really fair to all the other aspects of your life. So, yeah, I just had a simple like bucket system. You know, obviously you could say you want to be on Web 2.0 and have tags, but the thing is, the buckets is how I get coverage. So, like, I have, for instance, one, you know, family, and there's, like, I have more questions in there, and work, body, stuff like that. So, it's not, you know, the analogy breaks down at some point. You know, life is not software, and this, you know, this doesn't quite work like unit testing.
But you have to decide it's not worth it.
But yeah, yeah, and actually that's another thing. Creating the tests, figuring out what bucket they land in, changing them, all of that is also mindfulness, just thinking about your own life. So, yeah. Anyone else have a question?
So, I set up a series called Empower,
okay.
And they really try to focus on one thing for 21 days. So, sure. You get a goal based on what it thinks you should be focusing on.
Right.
And then it goes forward, and it basically bugs you by email every day.
So yeah.
Update, but I find myself just not updating in general.
Right.
I'm tempted to go the Emacs way, which is something that is kind of easier, but I'm curious, like, how can you really improve your ability to take the test on a regular basis if you can do that?
How can I improve my actually taking the test, you know, every day? I'm doing that currently by Twittering the results every morning. Not every morning, because that's how everyone... Yeah, sometimes afternoon. I think the latest I was like 6 p.m. when I finally got around to them one day. But the trick there is, so I didn't actually want to Twitter the raw results, like how I actually answered every question, because that I don't know if that's very personal or not. Like, I haven't decided where the boundary is on that yet. And it's not very interesting, yeah. So what I am posting is the aggregate result, like the 73%, the 50%, the 45%. And so that's a way where it's nicely visible to friends who can then give a shit about it. So
they,
people, yeah, it's just, it is, and it's very low budget. Yeah, I mean, like, it doesn't take me any effort to Twitter that every morning, because, well, Emacs does the math for me, and then I can cut and paste, but then I just told Emacs to post to Twitter for me. And so it doesn't take much effort. But yeah, again, actually, that ties in sort of with the idea of the test being verifiable by someone else, too. You don't necessarily want to have someone sitting there all the time with you, but as long as in principle that can happen. I publish my tests publicly, and they have a change log. So, you know, when I did that change, when I made it from 30 minutes of exercise to 20, that's public, that's publicly available, so my friends notice that and say, gee, you know, maybe you should get more exercise. So basically it's being honest with yourself by being honest with the public, because then you've made it externally available, and then you have to live up to that. Yes. There's two things there. One is, there are tests that about things that I don't have to do every day, right? So I don't talk to my mother every day. I'm sure she'd love that. I think I would go crazy. But I do want to talk to her at least every week. So I have a test that says how I talk to my parents in the last 7 days. And so I do it once, and it's a freebie for 6 days, which is kind of nice. But this, you're still testing it every day, and it's something that if it's not true, you can fix it that day. So it doesn't take 7 days to talk to my mother, although it sometimes seems like it does. But that wouldn't be a good test if that were actually true. So. That's cool. I thought about doing that, but then I thought it might take too much effort. And the trick was to do it. And so I really wanted to make it as low tech as possible. I answer every question every day. The catch is the acceptable answers, there's three of them. There's pass, fail, and skip. So some of them, you know, like first I have a question, did I have at most one drink yesterday? And I actually skip that 4 days a week. So it's not necessarily a very useful test. Well, I figured, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's a weekend. I can drink on the weekends. And then Thursday is kind of like practice Friday, right? So, but I have the exceptions listed publicly where, you know, on the page that has tests. So if I'm making an exception and not sharing that, then that would fail the sort of publicness of it. So
is the test just, did I have a drink today?
No, did I have at most one drink yesterday? That's the test.
Okay, so couldn't you just modify that to make it more appropriate?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So you pass it.
Right.
Would you do this test if you didn't have to show
that's a great question, and the answer is I don't know. So I'm not taking that chance.
I think it helps him, but I don't think it.
Yeah, I think it depends on. Yeah, exactly. It depends on your personality.
I ask because one of the reasons why you mastermind groups or have other mentors or main people is because of the accountability.
Right.
You can go along with some things you want to do, but until you're accountable to someone to do it, then you can just do skip.
Right.
There's always another reason why you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Skip it.
And again, I think of Twitter as a really low-cost way of holding yourself accountable to others, because you don't actually really have to waste anybody's time. Like, I don't know if anyone actually reads that, but in principle, someone could read it. I mean, Aaron reads it. So that's enough, right? Yeah. Cool. Well, if that's it, I'm going to let Heather do her thing, because that's really cool, too. Yeah, actually, let me see. If the network doesn't work, I can't, because I don't actually have it installed in this machine.
I'm on that right now,
so. Oh, can I borrow your computer? Yeah, it won't get an IP. Like, it authenticates fine with the network, but it never gets an IP. So let me see if my Emacs has the tests on here. No, I can't do the test. Sorry. And I can't even pull up the link to them because it doesn't work. But actually, I could. If anyone wants to look at them, that's the URL. Probably just Google for personal unit tests, and they'll be on the first result, I think. Cool. All right. Hello?